It's B-Red Celebrity Hairstylist here. So welcome to our new groundbreaking 12-week, if you've been watching the last 12 weeks, live podcast series that delves deep into the heart of the hairdressing world, promising to change the way you view you and your salon experience forever. Hosted by the dynamic duo of myself and Mariana, two seasoned hairstylists with a passion for innovation and authenticity, this podcast is your guide to unlocking the power of change from the inside out. With candid live discussions, expert insights, and touch of humor, myself and Mariana create a safe and inspiring space for listeners to embrace change, boost their self-esteem, and unlock their true potential. Are you ready to step into a world where hairdressing is more than just a service, but a path to personal growth and empowerment? Join me and Mariana in this new series to be part of the movement that's changing the hair industry from the inside out. Your journey to renewed confidence and self-discovery starts here. So if you've been watching the last 12 weeks, our 12-week series has completed, but we decided to do a bonus episode on networking. So networking is the art of weaving a vibrant tapestry of connections that transcend the boundaries of professions and passions. It's more than just a handshake or an exchange of a business card. It's a dance of shared ideas, the symphony of collaboration, and the alchemy of turning strangers into allies. It's the intricate web of networking. Every conversation is a chance to unlock new possibilities, discover fresh perspectives, and forge alliances that resonate beyond the confines of a conference room. It's about creating a mosaic of relationships then that both enrich both personal and professional landscapes. Networking isn't a transaction. It's a transformational journey where each interaction has the potential to be a stepping stone towards innovation, inspiration, and mutual growth. So in this grand masquerade of connections, let's not just exchange information, but cultivate relationships that have the power to reshape the contours of our professional and personal horizons. After all, in the realm of networking, the most profound successes are often written in the language of genuine connections. So let's get started on today. So in the comments, let us know where you're from and if you're watching live or watching the replay, and let's get started and dive deep in today's conversation. And write in the comments, so what are three words that you think of when you think of networking? So let's dive in. So I'll bring on Mariana, who, if you're first seeing for the first time, we've done a 12-part podcast about changing hairdressers from the inside out. And this is actually a bonus one, so it's like 12A instead of 13. So 12A, we're giving you a bonus on networking. So once you've kind of put all the things together, the next thing is once you've done all the inside and now you're projecting on the outside, you need to expand that realm and work further with what now you've learned into a networking scenario. So welcome, Mariana.
Good morning from Australia to everybody. Good morning, Brad. Before I begin, Brad, I just want to say your mic, I don't think your mic is on. I can hear you, but it's not.
It's very low.
Yeah, it's really low and it's muffly.
Okay. Is that better?
No, it's very distant. Sorry, I just thought I'd tell you before we went into a nice deep conversation.
Yeah.
Good morning to everybody. This is Brad and I were a little sad last week when we realized that we'd finished and we thought, oh, but we've got networking, we've got all these other subjects and topics that we want to speak about. And I said, well, you know, out of all the topics that we wanted to probably share with you to finalize, you know, this series of holistic movement and change, we both felt that networking is probably one of the biggest ones because, you know, you sort of like we've gone on an internal journey, we've come out, we've transformed, and now it's like, okay, in the transformation that we've actually gone through, what do we want to attract? And this is what this is all about. Like, you know, if we think about the law of attraction, if we just bring that in, this is sort of part of what networking is from the holistic perspective in a way. It's probably the simplest way to explain it in terms of attracting like meeting like. So if you have people around you that are reflecting exactly the model that you're actually creating internally, you will actually start growing this holistic model so much more exponentially than you could imagine, because what's happening is you're tapping into other holistic models and other holistic networks around you within your community. So this is really important, and we're going to talk about how to do that, how to create exchange bartering systems, how to actually support one another in your community, how to do recommendations, how to actually do the networking itself within your community. And you don't have to look very far. And I see hairdressers as being GPs, and I've always seen hairdressers as being GPs, because let's look at what GPs do. You go to see them, you go to see them for general ailments, as clients come and see us for general hair. But in that conversation, there's multiple things that come up, and you'll be like, oh, you know, my back is sore. Oh, you know, I've been feeling this. Or, oh, this has been happening to me. And a lot of the time, hairdressers are known for the eons to advise their clients on what to do about these, you know, these issues that arise in their client discussions and conversations. But the beautiful thing is that if you have a network set up, a holistic medical and also holistic practitioner network set up around you, when these things come up, you can actually refer your clients to professionals that work in this field. And if you have a network system set up between you and these professionals, everybody, it's actually a win-win situation, because you might get, you know, a free osteo appointment because you've sent your osteo that's in the neighborhood, you know, at 6 clients that week, and because they've come in with sore shoulders or sore legs or sore knees or whatever it is that they've come in with, and you've referred them on. So this is about how do we actually, now we're in the holistic model, and how do we now bring the awareness to our community that this is the way that we're operating. We're not just a hairdresser anymore. They can actually network with us, and we can network with them, and we become part of the holistic, medical, mindful model within our communities.
Exactly. And I believe that the salons are like the hub of the communities. Where does everybody go? People always need to get their hair done more regularly than they need their tire changed or a tooth pulled. So they're going to be in your chair more often than not. Yes, we as professionals can go out, meet people from community, say, hi, I'm so-and-so from XYZ salon, you know, and create something. Or the clients that are sitting in your chair, they're already people that work in the doctor's office, the post office, the car garage, that sort of thing. So they're right there. So you can even start talking to them, you know, networking, find out what their kind of people, their clientele is in their business, and maybe potentially do some type of collaboration, some networking or trade off that you kind of decide what to do. Because I think always collaborating with more people. I know salons have a lot of ideas to kind of bring people to their salon, but why not tap into these other opportunities that are there and utilize now your salon as a hub, right? Or because there's a lot of people now, they're not even saying salon anymore. They're saying collective, collaborative. So they're a hub. They want to be more inclusive than just doing hair and their clients. They want to branch out and they want to spread a little bit further within their communities.
Yeah, totally. And it's like, you know, the holistic model in my mind and my experience is quite broad. It's not so insular. It's actually about stepping outside of who is in your community. And that's the next sort of posing question here. Who is in your community? Do you know every single person within your community where your salon is or your hub is that you're working in? Do you know the people around you? Have you actually gone around and introduced yourself and had conversations with other business owners, with other medical practitioners, with other people that are running, you know, TCM, are running osteo, are running dentistry, are running all of these things, psychotherapy, like all of these models that are around you, especially like if you've actually moved through a holistic model or curriculum where you're going to become really aware and awakened to the importance of actually having like psychotherapists and psychologists and body workers around you, because it helps you with working with your clients in a more holistic way. And the idea is here is that we want to open up our clients. We're working from the inside out. We're not just doing their hair now. We're really supporting our clients to reach optimum health and well-being. And this is the model. It's like, what is your optimum community of health and well-being that surrounds you so that you can give your clients a service that's beyond the hair. And within that also, you're being part of your community and expanding your capacity as well, and your awareness of what there is beyond the walls and beyond just the hair.
Well, exactly. And if you're working from the inside out, which we've been talking about, it's about creating relationships. So that's what it is. It's the inside. You're creating that relationship rather than, hey, Mariana, do you want to do a collab? You know, when you don't even know the person, you want to kind of create that relationship first, see that you're on the same, you know, playing field, or even if they're in a different type business, but you want that relationship to start off first. Never just, I think, just jump in, because we've all gotten DMs. Hey, buy my MLM product. Hey, join my group. Hey, go on this thing. We're all kind of tired of that because we have no relationship with these people. So you have to be somebody, because it's not whatever you're selling, whatever you're doing. You're always the face of the product, the brand, the product that you want people to invest in. But it's really you that the people want to know. A lot of them don't care. Oh, it's beautiful packaging. It's nice. It's this. It sounds great. But they really need to know the person that's passionate about what they're doing, what the collaborative can do for both of you, what the networking can do. And I always have a philosophy of win, win, win. It has to win for you, it has to win for them, and it has to win for any kind of student, guest, or person that purchases that product from you. So you want to make sure that you kind of go deep, get in, get to really know their business too, and genuinely be interested in their business. Don't just try to grab as many people on the community as you can and say, hi, I'm so-and-so. Try to really get to know their business. So then when a client says, I have blah, 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 you're like, hey, I just met so-and-so who's three doors down from me, and I learned all about what they did. And I think you should go and speak to Tom about this, or Janet about this, because then you actually know. And people are going to go more on a personal recommendation than they are on just, hey, go or buy this, it's good. They really want to know the person behind the brand as well.
I totally agree. And I think the operative word, I feel like the operative word that you said there was relationship, Brad. And this is what we're cultivating, is deeper relationship and prioritizing and actually putting forward the relationship as the actual primary experience of what we're having now in our businesses, is focusing on the relationships with our clients, the relationships with our networks, the relationships in whole, because this is what builds substance and it builds quality quality of community surroundings, quality within our business and our relationship with our clients, and care, you know, this deep sense of care and making it human-centered and client-centered. And beyond that, you know, like, how do we actually take our relationships outside of the salon with our clients and build relationships within our community and go to the psychologist or the psychotherapist or the body worker that's in your community and just go, hey, you know, I'd really love for us to schedule in a cup of tea together. I'd love to sit down and get to know you so that we can actually have a conversation and know each other within our community and do that. Or like when I had my salon, we used to have monthly community dinners, like all the businesses in, because it was a small community. I was in a really beautiful, like, boutique-y hub. And we used to all have dinner once a month at the local pub. And we used to actually network together and catch up and talk about what's going on and what we'd like to do in the street. And so it was amazing, you know, and it actually built this sense of walking down the street going, hey, John, hey, you know, Flo, hey. And you've got this really beautiful energy that's building up within your community where it's personal now. It's personal, and that personal energy that you've extended outside comes within and it just flows. So it's like attracts like, and we're sort of like also building this holistic model is about building friendships. It's about building relationships. It's about building, you know, well-being models, bringing in well-being models that support us and support what it is that we do and where it is that we're going. Personally, and for ourselves, like, it's amazing for us as hairdressers. You know, imagine one system I had that I want to share is that for every 6 clients that I referred onto she was a massage therapist and she did beauty and she was across the road. So for every 6 clients that I referred to her, she used to give me a full massage, a full facial, and a wax for free. And that was a referral exchange that we had with one another. And I would do her hair for free. So if she sent me clients, I used to do her hair for free. So, you know, we weren't changing money anymore, but what we were changing is we were exchanging services with one another that supported each other and supported our community businesses. And in Australia, I'm not sure what it's like in Canada, I'm hoping it's the same, but we always promote to shop locally, you know, to support our local you know, our local businesses and not to go outside of that. So yeah, that's another way of doing it.
Yeah. And always having services done because we're always so busy is always a great incentive, because if you know you're going to have to get your waxing done or massage to de-stress or you know, just to get yourself centered. I think we also talked a few podcasts back about having, which we'll delve into a little bit later, but about having a network event at the salon. I think we talked about that in a few podcasts ago, but going back to relationships, if the inner has the inner and the outer have to match, you have to have that relationship within yourself, within your inner person, within your outer person. And then if there isn't harmony within that relationship of the inner and outer person, then which we talk about probably every single week, is inauthenticity. So when you're inauthentic, your relationship with your inner and outer aren't going to be in harmony. So you want to make sure that's in harmony when people meet you, because then say, wow, that's an authentic person. They may not say those words, but they can feel it. Or they know by your words and your passion and your conviction of what you say that you know, your words are trustworthy and that your person, you're somebody who knows who they are. And that's really what we do as professionals. We're taking that inside of the client and manifesting it for them on the outside to create that persona for them of who they truly are. So what better way to embody, you know, or show an example of that than be one yourself?
I totally agree with you about the authenticity. It really shines, you know, like, authenticity is something that is an embodied sense that people actually pick up. It's an energetic frequency of communication, unspoken. It's the nonverbal communication that goes on. They can actually feel the authenticity in you. You can feel that there's been relationship that's developed between you and another person. You can feel that. You can't pretend that that's there. You can't, because it will be sensed by the people that you're communicating to, and the language won't land as well. You won't have that depth of, oh, you know, I had this amazing experience with the body worker across the road, and she really, you know, supported me, and she went deep and she listened to me. And you don't have that felt sense experience with that person to communicate that in that way. And even if you haven't had a service with them but had a conversation, it's still something that's experienced with you and another person. So, yeah, you know, part of the holistic model is staying in our total truth and authenticity, staying in it, you know, extending authenticity beyond the walls, beyond the salon, beyond the doors, and hopefully, you know, infecting everybody that you have relationships with outside of your business and in the world, with your family, with your friends. And this rapport of having authentic relationships with people really expands your depth and capacity of self, and being in yourself without the splits we've spoke about that in the psychology of hairdressing. You know, you don't actually create splits in your personality. What happens is there's this beautiful congruent extension from work to home, from private. There's no separation between the relationships you have at work, the relationships you have outside of work, and the relationships you have within your communities as well. All one and one, all authentic, all flowing, all beautiful, all substantial.
Mm-hmm. And I think networking too. Networking is part of, I believe, journaling and goal setting, because I think you have a place where you want to go, and networking is a great place to kind of allow you to strive to get there. But networking also allows you to create relationships you might have never thought of before, you know, and just opened up to something different, and to create something new with someone. Or if you listen to the opening, you know, it's said in there as well, kind of what networking is from a different perspective. But it is a beautiful tapestry that we sew these different threads into that make the pattern, right? That you can visually see once it's done, but it takes several different threads in order to weave together in order to make something. So it's never on your own. So networking is never about one person. So it's never about me. It's also how can we create community through connection, through networking. And that's mainly what it is, how it's going to benefit, you know, everyone involved, all the clients, your business, their business, that sort of thing with things coming up. How can you network with somebody? Maybe somebody's new in town and they're starting out like an RMT, registered massage therapist. And they need business, but they're really good at what they do, but nobody really knows them. You could be the branch that kind of leans out to them and says, hey, you know, I'm so-and-so. I saw that you're a new business in town. Let's get to know each other and maybe build up the business. And how can I serve you, right? Not what can you do for me, but how can I serve you? So then the eventual part will come that it'll be harmonious. But I think we all should look is how can we network to help others first, and then, so don't make it about you at the beginning, make it about how you can serve others. And I think then the community in return will end up serving you in ways that you never imagined.
The magic of networking is what you're just tapped into there, Brad. It's like what happens with these really deep, beautiful tapestries that are created with our communities is it transcends and creates magic outside, you know, and everybody actually starts slipstreaming into this beautiful magic, relational magic that happens when there's resonance that occurs with people that we connect with. And this resonance is like the threads, as you were saying, that we're actually pulling in this resonant thread from every single person in our community. And And outside, even that, like when we start within our inner community, it's like if you look outside, what kind of a business do you want? I mean, do you want to be recommending to your clients to go to the local bar and to have a drink and to dance? Or do you want to go to the local ecstatic dance movement and actually promote or recommend that your clients actually go and actually have an ecstatic dance experience where there is no alcohol, there's no substances there, but what they're doing is they're using dance for medicine. You know, there's like outside, you know, yoga. Like, would you recommend your clients to go to yoga or the local gym or the, like, it goes beyond just the people around us. And then we sort of like, look, hey, like, what kind of practices are you involved in? And this is all reflective of the kind of practices that you have for yourself and your self-care. If your self-care is that you go to yoga or you go to the gym or you go to dance or you go and do all of these things, and you can create connection and relationships with the people that are running these places, then that's actually going to feed into your business model as well. And you're going to be recommending, oh, you should go to that dance class, or you should go to, because it's part of your authentic model. So the extension of what is actually coming from the inside of you out into your business, out into the communities, has got a lot to do with who it is that you are and what it is that you believe in. So we come back, you know, all the way back to the last podcast of ethos. And it's like, who is it that you are and what is it that you want to create and what is it that you want to reflect externally out into the world, and what do you want to be mirrored back at you?
Exactly. And when you're networking, you want to make sure that anyone you recommend, it's in alignment with what your boundaries are, with what your values are, with what you stand for. Don't just say, I'm going to network and I'm going to network with everyone in town. Maybe their business isn't in alignment with what you're promoting. If you're promoting healthy and holistic, you're not necessarily going to recommend something that really isn't in that realm. They might be nice people that run that business, but if it's not in alignment with where you're at and what you're promoting, get like-minded people. As I say, like when you're going out there, it's not a matter of how many people can I network with, you know, and I'm going to do a list and I'm going to do 10 different businesses a day. You know, that sounds great, but maybe it's not the 100 businesses you need. Maybe it's the one good business that kind of shares the same business practices that you do, the same future that you kind of have envisioned for your community, what kind of things you can bring together. One thing we mentioned before, I think Mariana brought it up on one of the previous podcasts, was about having a night at the salon where you can network, where you set up an event, people can come, you get to know people, which okay. I think is an excellent idea. What better way to have your community come? And that's a great way for all people to get to know each other. And because they're coming to your place, then again, you're like the hub. You're like the center place where people gather. It's like at a party, where does everybody go? The kitchen, right? They want to be there where the food and drink and the conversation is. Nobody wants to go off to the living room, which you have done all up and, you know, you have your balloons and everything else decorated. They like that style of being harmonious. And mostly in being in somebody's kitchen with like your salon, it's like being in a home where people say, is it a client or is it a guest? In this case, I would say it's a guest, because when you're doing an event, these are guests coming to your event. When you're doing a service, then it's a client. You're still doing service for the community, but you're also doing it in a way that everybody gets benefit from them. And as I say, if you do it once a month, once every other month, once a year, it's up to you. But then they get to know, this is an event I love. It's an annual event. You have to come. They only sell so many tickets, or however you want to do it. And then you bring people together to break bread, and I'll bring in the kumbaya, you know, sort of thing that they kind of want to meet in their harmonious. So when I say kumbaya, kumbaya to means relaxed. Everybody feels free to be about themselves. There's no stress. There's no strife. You know, it's just about harmony and spreading love and peace.
Yeah, love and peace to all of that. I love it. It's so important. I love when you pull out the kumbaya. It's great.
Yeah.
Because it really just brings people back into this state of just being, you know, this state of like authentic being. And having network events in your salon once a month with your community is a great idea. I used to do it in my salon when I was in Melbourne, and it was so wonderful. We used to do it on a Thursday night, and we used to bring in food, and we used to have champagne back then. But you know, that was sort of like it would go around, and it was celebratory. We didn't really like time in completely the whole have herbal teas for those celebrations back then. But now, you know, you've got cacao and you've got elixirs and you've got all sorts of wonderful magical potions and lotions that you can actually bring in to your network, holistic network conversations and community gatherings, that you don't have to have, you know, alcohol there at all. You can actually just really make it wholesome and bring in that, give them a taste of what it is that you're doing in there so that they can get a feel. It's also an opportunity for them to feel what you're doing in your business and how you're running it, in terms of if you've invited a whole lot of holistic practitioners that are, you know, in the health area, for instance, then it's really beautiful that they actually sense, go, oh, this is also in alignment with me. You know, this salon doesn't serve alcohol. This salon doesn't actually, they're really in alignment. They're taking care of their clients. They're offering really healthy beverages. They're offering they've got a really beautiful, healthy model here that supports what I'm doing as well. So it's like you're sort of putting on display. And this is like building up in the early days when you step into that holistic model and introducing, it's almost like, you know, you're introducing your model to your community and going, hey, this is what we're doing here now. This is what we've got here now. This is what we believe in here. This is our ethos in this salon, and we would like to introduce you to it. You know, so if you've put on a beautiful, delicious selection of teas or elixirs or whatever, have them out, like, you know, share that with your community. If you're bringing in food from neighboring catering areas, have them bring in the food if you're doing that in the business. If you've got an elixir bar, have the elixir bar open. If you've got amazing music that you play, play the amazing music. If you have great smells and scents that you actually, you know, have during the day, have them going as well. Give them the experience. Give them your experience of what a holistic model looks like through your hairdressing experience, so they get a taste of it. And they're also recommending, going, oh, you should so totally, because there might be three salons in your street. You should so totally go to that salon because they do, you know, health beverages and all the rest of it. And they're really into that. Mm-hmm. They're congruent with us. They're in alignment with us. So this is what you're actually putting on display and sharing with your community and introducing, because there's still, I believe, we're still stuck in this model that hairdressers don't really operate in that way, and not a lot of hairdressers do operate in that way in having a holistic model. So I feel like it's important to reintroduce it to the consumer. And the consumer is your neighborhood. The consumer is your communities that are around you, your businesses that are around you. So it's like reintroducing hairdressing in a new light.
Exactly. And you can do so many things with the beverages. You know, as I say, my mind was just thinking there's seasonal punches that you can do without alcohol, because whenever you serve alcohol and they go and they drive, you're still responsible. So you want to make sure that they can have a great time, no hangover in the morning. So do a seasonal punch. Maybe instead of having a full bar, you could have like three signature drinks where you could have like, but it's a mocktail, right? So instead of mojito, have a nojito, because there's no alcohol in it, or a sangria. So sans means without. So without alcohol, sangria or something like that, where it kind of makes them fun. So you're not making full, you know, mocktails, but then they get the choice of a couple different things that maybe have your signature, signature colors of the salon or signature brand on it, or has a little umbrella with, or a flag with your salon name and phone number on it. So when they take that, so they have something to take home, like a souvenir, And then when they wake up the next morning, they feel great because they're not hungover. They're like, oh yeah, that salon, here's a number, I'll give them a call. But that's your great time too, to get people to book, also book services, you know, as you say, or if you want to do it holiday time, a lot of people in my salon, we had a night where you could come in just for gift shopping. We had a night for guys where they could come in and they could buy for their wives or girlfriends, their partner, whatever. But we used to hand out. So with my regular clients, we had a pad where it was like their little wish list. So they would fill it out. All they had to do is drop it into their spouse. And then their spouse would come in and say, here, you would get the person at the counter. They would fill it out. They pay and away they go. So it was so much easier because never, and no one ever thought of doing a wish list. So with mine, we had a pad that was a wish list. So anything that you talk to your client about, like, oh, this guy would be great for you, this product would be great for you, they would put it on that wish list, and then the person they gave it to could choose out of that list whatever they wanted to purchase.
I love that idea. That's a great idea.
Yeah, so instead of recommending, so then that way it's a nice way too. So yeah. Pads you can have printed off anywhere. You could just use slips of paper, but it's done in a nice way with your branding on it and then with the list, and then usually – you know, shampoos, conditioner, treatments, products, and then tools, right? And then you just divide it that way and then how to use them.
That is such a great idea. It's almost like going to a huge department store and actually having, what is it, when you have a registry?
Oh, so yeah.
Creating your own hair in salon registry. That's a great idea.
It is. And it works the same way. Then they're kind of excited. Then they know they're going to get what they want. And they're not going to say, what did I get? Oh, a vacuum cleaner, a new set of pots and pans, a toilet plunger. You know what I mean? It's like guys always getting socks or always getting a tie or things like that. Why not make it more exciting? And that makes it more exciting in the salon too. But then have a special night when they can redeem that. So as long as they bring that little list with them, you could do something for them. Maybe have a hot chocolate bar set up. Maybe have... or a cacao bar set up or something too, that if they bring it and they purchase, maybe give them something towards their hair because they were so nice to do something for someone else. There's always ways you can expand it because it costs nothing to be kind. And it costs nothing if you're going to give away a free haircut and that client's going to come to you for years and years and years. And all they did was buy product for you. So that already covered your service cost anyway.
Mm, pay it forward. I love
exactly.
that.
That's like why it has to be the win-win-win for me.
Yeah.
So it's always, it's you know, that circle keeps going.
Yeah.
And then they kind of get used to it. Same with the parties. Oh, it's an annual thing. Oh, it's a monthly thing. And then you could have on your list. As long as they're on the list, boom, then they'll get on the next list. Or because then you can really utilize the space in your shop to make money like restaurants do. Every table has to turn every so often in order for them to make a profit. Same in business. Why not make fun events in sort of selling things? People love to buy, but they don't like to be sold to. But if it's a social engagement thing where everybody wins, I think clients would love that, or prospective clients would love that. Mm. You know, or certain products that are popular. If your salon carries them in town, and it's something that's big or something that's in magazines or something that's on people's, you know, holiday list or stocking list or whatever,
like kind of do something towards that and make it more fun.
So anybody listening, I think that should. So also social media, I think, is a form of networking as well, because that's how you're reaching out to those prospective people, is to create a relationship with them by what your post says or what your post shows. Is it engaging? Is it funny? Is it comment here? So are you talking at people? Are you talking with people? Are you engaging them in your posts? Or are you actually getting some type of feedback, reaction, button pushing, you know, whatever it might be, to say, wow, that's a great idea. I never thought of that. Or we're going to do... So say you have some little stocking stuffers. Why not go to the dollar store, grab some stockings, have some done for you stockings that they can purchase right there. Last minute, there's always people coming in last minute. What do you have? I need something. I just got finished work. Why not you help them by having little baskets done, little stockings done, mystery stockings, so even they don't know what's in them. And then it's just whatever they get, put a dollar amount, they pay it, and they're mystery. It's in a mystery box. They put it under a tree, hang it on the fireplace, and then, you know, and make it kind of fun for everybody. And they're like, I can't wait to see what you got me. And then you're like, so am I, because you have no idea either. And then it makes it fun. Then it's truly a Secret Santa because you make it more fun, right? And that sort of thing that a lot of people do with exchanging things, because I don't always think you have to spend a ton of money to make a difference in someone's life.
I totally agree with all of that. I think it's brilliant. I love the pay it forward model. I really love that. Like, I love that, you know, in Europe, there's a system where you, if you go and buy coffee, there's a pay, they do it in Greece as well. And they sort of like, they pay for three coffees or two mm-hmm. coffees. And the second coffee is actually for whoever needs one, and they pay it forward. And so everybody gets a coffee, even if they don't have the money, there's money in the till with the operator to actually do that. And I love that. I love that, that you're building that kind of spirit in your community where, you know, there might be some people that are, you know, doing it tough in your community, and you can actually support that and support your local businesses so they can support their community at a bigger level. And I love that. The other thing is at those events, have gift vouchers. If you know that your partner have some beautiful gift vouchers actually set up and printed up for you. And if you know your partner gets her hair done at the salon, or he gets his hair done, then you can actually just give them that for Christmas, and then they can spend it in the salon with their operator for whatever they want as well, you know. And there's so many things that you can do that you can also like support your communities with gift vouchers, with networking systems, with, you know, celebrations for certain festive holidays. You can actually bring them together. It is again, like you just said, Brad, hairdressers are the hub of the community usually. And it's sort of like, I see us as GPs in the social way. We're not like GPs as in, what is your problem? Tell me what your problem is and I'll fix it. It's like, no, people come, they sort of, you know, congregate into a salon, and that's where they go because it's a social environment, and it's like, extend the social environment. Take it outside, build it so that people can actually really step in and feel the spirit of what it is and who it is that you are, your team is, and what you stand for. And I just think it, you know, especially at this time when we're giving and we're in this season, coming into the season of giving, it's such a beautiful mindset of right now, if you've listened to this podcast with us, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do for this season, this giving season, with your community? Like, what can you do to give back to your community? What can you do to celebrate the community that you're in and support one another in terms of growing each other and supporting and being there for one another? What can you do? Like, what are the things that you would do? Would you create special nights? Would you create special conversations, relationships, products, discounts? What would you do right now to support specifically your community? Like, how can you support your community that works around you?
Yeah, we also did that on our salon too. We had either balloons with little things in them that said 10% off, 20% off, free whatever, or your service today is free, but they couldn't pop it until after they were at the till, not before. Same with envelopes. And I mentioned this before, I used to have envelopes as well in mine. So they said the same thing. You get a free whatever, or you get, so coming in the new year. So it's for January. So for the new year in January, you get a free, you know, hand treatment, you get a free eyebrow wax, you get a free, so
which introduced something they're getting for free,
but it's maybe something new they haven't tried either, you know, which is kind of nice. Or the other way is to give it forward, maybe select how many free blow dries you want to give away or free haircut you want to give away. into where they were saying where you take the little tab. There's a restaurant that did this as well. Like you said, with the coffees, you could pick up this tab. Somebody paid for that meal. They come in, they grab it off the window. They go in, they present the receipt, and then they give them the free meal. So you could do the same way for a blow dry with your juniors or a haircut with your juniors to build them up and say, here, we have this many, we'll put them out. Whoever brings them in for new clients or whatever. But that's the one thing I get to, because people always say for new clients only. The problem with that is, what about the clients that have been supporting you for years? And now you're saying new clients only. My regular ones that have been supporting me, they get nothing. It should be even and, you know, across the board, I believe. I know we're trying to build new business, but obviously there's better ways. So that's a whole other conversation. But, you know, because if your clients aren't coming back, obviously there's a reason that you need new people all the time. Yes, people will move. People will get new jobs in different locations. People will, you know, pass over, you know, to the other side, like those sort of things. You're never going to retain every single client you ever did. But if you take this holistic model we've been talking about for the last 12 weeks to learn how to be more focused with your client, you know, then that's going to help you too in that area. But today's about networking, and we're wrapping up because our time is already running. But yeah, so this one's a little bit shorter. Normally they go 90. This one will be about an hour, but with networking. But if anybody's any comments or anything you kind of want to put in there, we can bring you up on screen and celebrate you. How many people are looking to network? How many people want to network? How many people have tried networking? What has your experience been like? It's always good to always put yourself out there. The worst that anybody can say is no. So that might mean no, not right now. No, it's not in alignment. Or no, I'm not really going to be a good networking partner, because it has to be balanced on both sides, that you both get benefit and the clients coming to your business and their business get benefit of this joint venture as well.
Yeah, and I suppose with that, it's setting boundaries around what those exchanges are going to look like as well with your network. You know, it's not about just giving everything away and receiving it, nothing. You can actually sit with yourself in reflection and go, okay, so what can I afford to do in my business? Can I afford to give away a referral a week, you know, like actually do a freebie a week or two or three, whatever it is. So you set the boundary, and it's like, if I receive six people, then I'm happy to do your hair for free or give you a blow over a treatment or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And you set that boundary with your referral base in terms of, and have a structure. And I think this is what the most important thing is. It's not about just, you know, kumbaya, which I love. There's also like a strategic part of this as well, where you're like, okay, so if I'm going to give away this, then I'm actually happy with that. And sit with yourself and see what that is in your body for you. You know, like, what can your business actually sustain in giving away to referrals? Because if you've networked in your community, and say there's 30 or 40 businesses in your community, and you've networked with all of them, that's a lot of giveaways, you know, especially if they've got other staff and whatever. And you can have a referral system where if a new client comes to you from another business, they have to use that person's name to actually get their referral in with them. And then those referrals accumulate, and from that particular person, and then they receive, you know, after six referrals, they receive something. I just wanted just to put a little bit of a system in place as well. It's like,
it's not, the point is not to just give away, bleed yourself and that sort of thing. But you also have to look at too, if people are walking by a salon, one salon is really busy and one salon has next to no one in it. What's the salon that people are going to go into? They're going to go into the one that's busier, not the one that's quiet. They could probably take them right away. So that's what I'm saying. Be strategic when you're giving away free blow dries, things like that. But if your juniors are always busy and it looks always like your chairs are full, people walking by don't know if people are paying nothing, half price, full price. they assume everybody's paying full price. But it's a great way to keep your shop busy, but it's also a great way that turns those people into paying clients as well, or helps build up your juniors, right? I wouldn't take your top lead stylist, rock star stylist, and have them do a ton of free stuff, because obviously they've earned and they paid their dues to be where they are. But some people that need to build, that's a great way for them, you know, to start to build and to show that they're passionate and they really want to be part of it, because that's a way that they're networking, is with that person in their chair. And then they can refer to other people, you know, to come and see, hey, so-and-so gave me a great blowout. You should go and see him or her. So there's always different ways. It's not always a salon owner, but everybody can always network or collaborate, joint venture, you know, promote, do all that kind of stuff in different ways. So as we kind of wrap up, Mariana, is there any last notes or comments you want to say on networking?
Just one last thing. It's like, build it into your strategy and forecast. You know, when you're building your 3-month forecast, you know, if you're sitting down, I like to forecast every quarter, and we forecast every quarter, and we actually have, you know, on the business, the sort of steel side of it all is like, okay, so what are the targets for this year, as for this quarter as well, and what have we got available? So build it into your systems, you know, this whole networking, this whole system that you're actually building with the giveaways, and who's, as you said, Brad, who's doing it, which junior is actually going to have room for so many blowouts or so many treatments, or and have it in the system so that there is this beautiful harmony and functionality in the way that you're working. And once that's actually, that quota's met, you can just say, oh, we can do that next month for you because our quota's been met. You can you can actually call the shots. This is totally up to you how you choose to network and to pay it forward and to create systems that not only nourish you but nourish the community that's around you.
Yeah, exactly. And a free blowout is never a free blowout. Like, lots of stylists freak out, it's a free blowout, but that's your chance to a free blowout to walk in, but to walk out with a full haircut, with highlights, a balayage, a next appointment, you know what I mean? So people don't look at that part of it. It's not really about the free part. It's about that person's in your chair. Now it's up to you to be the professional and let them know all the tools you have. Let them experience what a holistic session would look like. So it's never just a free, you know what I mean? As you say, if your shampoo technician's at the back and they purchase product, you're already ahead, even if they purchase a shampoo. So it's never really free. It seems free, but it never really is free. Because the client will always invest, because there's, I think there's a law that says the law of reciprocity, something like that. So if you give, people will give in return, because people, you know, want to. If you've given them something, most people, genuine people, want to give in return. But if people are looking for a more holistic type, or they want to bring a more holistic presence into their salons, or they want to learn to be a holistic leader, what can you tell them, Mariana, about the program that you have going on?
Really exciting stuff with what's going on for Evolve for 2024. Evolve is our 12-month signature course curriculum here at HeadEd. It helps you develop and transform you into a holistic practitioner. And this, so from the inside out, we start off with you yourself, as in personal development, and then we actually look at the business, we look at the psychology behind what it is that we do, and then we look at the magic behind what it is that we do. And this is everything, you learn everything but hairdressing, which is what I love. It's about transforming you as a relationship and therapeutic specialist. So that's what, enrollments for that are open right now for 2024 still. We're only taking 20 in the container for next year, because I personally see every person through that whole process of 12 months with me. So if you'd like to jump on and become an evolved practitioner with me, just go to www.headed.com.au and follow the Evolve threads and book your discovery call with me.
Wow, that sounds amazing. I'm sure a lot of people, especially if you've stuck with us for the last 12A podcasts, you know, and you're obviously interested in a holistic model or kind of making changes in your current salon or within yourself sort of thing. Today's episode has been brought to you by Beauty Industry Cruises, powerful education in beautiful destinations. So January will be for leaders in the holistic. If they want to join us in Australia, they can. Everything's on the website at www.beautyindustrycruises.com. Everything's there. And in June, as Marianne has said, you can buy 3 coffees. We'll be in the Mediterranean in June, so which will be amazing. And you can buy lots of coffee for everyone because you're not in the salon. You're on vacation, even though we don't recommend stimulants. Let the highs and joys of life kind of fill you with with the experience you're having. I want to say thank you again for everybody joining us. If you haven't seen the previous episodes, I encourage you to go back and check them out. And you can see everything that you've missed. You don't know what you don't know. So if you haven't seen it, you don't know what it contains. So make sure that you,
I hope you enjoyed it, that you have a great holiday season. Always be authentic.
Always be in your true self. Make sure you live within your boundaries, set boundaries if you need to. And as we kind of head out of this holiday season and this 12 plus 1 podcast series, we want to say thank you for all joining us, and we'll see everybody next time.